The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Companies that ruined a good thing. Imagine selling your company, a publicly traded company, for $4.8 billion and having it being labeled an abject failure because of what you missed out on. Which company am I talking about?
It's got to be Amazon, right?
Nope.
I've heard of this. Is it
Apple?
It's definitely a giant company that you all know.
Probably. Is it Google?
Facebook or Google?
No, because this company sold their company for $4.8 billion.
Oh.
Kmart.
No, are you $4.8 million? That could have gotten you every Kmart and all of their goods. No, this was Yahoo. Now, that's they eventually right. sold in 2016 to Verizon for $4.8 billion. But I want to tell you, some of the other things that could have happened. In 1998, they had a chance to buy Google for $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And declined.
Uh-huh. Now we're good. We got this.
In 2002, they revisited it and wanted to buy Google. Google wanted more than $1 million then. It's unclear how much. Yahoo said, no more than $1 million, and backed out. In 2006, Yahoo tried to buy Facebook for $1 billion, and Facebook backed out. In 2008, Microsoft offered to buy Yahoo for, now, do you remember how much they sold for in 2016 to Verizon? Remember the number I said?
Yeah, 4.8 billion.
But just 8 years earlier, Microsoft offered to buy Yahoo for $44.6 billion, 10 times what they eventually sold for.
Oh, man, bummer.
And Yahoo said, no way, Microsoft.
Bummer.
The people at Microsoft have to be like,
Yahoo.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, that would have been a big return.
Yeah.
Like literally 10 times whatever you got.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Nice job, Yahoo.
Good stuff. Yeah, always a day late and a dollar short, as my dad would say.
Mm-hmm. Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the people who started Google, were willing to sell their startup. And the soon-to-be patented PageRank system that Google pioneered, the core of their entire value at the time, for $1 million so they could continue their studies at Stanford. Yahoo declined the purchase because it wanted users to spend time on its own platform rather than being sent to a more relevant site. Can you imagine?
No.
But it would be their platform.
I know.
They would own it.
Right? Yeah. That's just, I think that seems like hubris. Like, no, ours, we invented. It's better.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's definitely, our brand is bigger right now, and we'll just, we'll figure this all out on our own. We got this figured out.
Okay. Here's a fatal error. Now, I don't know that this is one where you could say, boy, this changed the moment of history. Sears was a mail order company first. Like way back in the, 1800s?
Early 1900s.
Couldn't you order full houses from Sears?
Anything from their catalog.
Like the 19-teens, 20s.
The Sears catalog was so much fun once my parents were kind of done looking through it.
And they,
all of us would go through and we'd fold pages down and we'd circle stuff we wanted.
Oh, yeah. When the Wish book would come out every year, its own separate catalog for Christmas. Good Lord.
You could fill out the page of what you wanted and send it in.
Right. Sears ended their catalog mail order business in 1993. For more than 100 years, they had sold everything from hubcaps to houses via mail order and shipped it all over the country. It was a service that helped a lot of people, particularly in areas that were farther from population, get goods and service goods primarily that would have been difficult to buy without mail order.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't think there was a future in delivering goods that are ordered
to
homes.
Yeah.
That was 1993.
Yeah.
In 1994, some dude named Jeff started Amazon later.
He probably saw a big hole in the market.
When Sears filed for bankruptcy in 2019, people were reminded that Sears sales accounted for 1% of the U.S. economy in 1969. So those who say that Amazon is too big to fail because they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. They are right now, but that was Sears prior to 1970.
Sears was massive.
In the 80s, their catalog division made $4 billion a year, which that's a ton anytime, but in the 80s.
Especially then. And then they also had, obviously, a lot of brick-and-mortar stores, too.
In 1997, Sears launched its e-commerce site. It had to rebuild, but began offering in-store pickup of e-commerce purchases before Macy's or Target or anyone else. By 2000, its merchandise failed to lure new customers, and they started merging with Kmart in 2005.
That is the ultimate downfall.
Yes.
It had to be.
But that was another company that was massive, though.
And they
Kmart
started,
was huge, but by the time they merged, I mean, they were
Sears
both hurting.
Sears started the Discover card. They had everything. They were getting your money when you were paying for things later.
Yeah.
Pretty smart, until it wasn't. Kodak chose to double down on photos instead of being the leader in digital technology. And it literally caused them to basically disappear from the planet.
Yeah. They're like, we make film. Good for you.
Do you know
film's never going to go away.
Yeah.
Do you know why A&W began to lose stores, or about the time they began to lose stores, and their growth went backwards completely?
I don't know why that happened, no.
In the 80s, then-owner A. Alfred Taubman came up with a marketing campaign that he believed would push A&W root beer fast food restaurants to new heights, and they pushed all their money into the middle of the table in the battle for burger supremacy. When they launched an ad campaign and a burger called Third is the Word, they were doing that because a third-pound burger is bigger than another brand's quarter-pound hamburger. What they forgot is that Americans don't care about fractions, and most Americans thought, hey, 3 is smaller than 4.
Uh-huh.
And it bombed terribly, even though one-third is more weight than one-quarter of a pound.
It's
and we know
bigger.
That when we think about it.
Yeah, it's bigger.
Most people didn't think about it. And so,
man, all they had to do was go up to a half. If they had gone to a half, they probably would have had people.
Yeah, because half sounds bigger than quarter, but third.
Yeah, then you have to.
It breaks a brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, people are dumb.
Let's see. Who else? Ooh, Borders Books. They were everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they were really, really big.
At some point in 2007, a conversation happened between Amazon and Borders Books. The internet thing was starting to look like it might harm book sales. Borders agreed to sell books online through Amazon. That was, I take it back, that was earlier. Like 2001, they did that. By 2007, Borders said, we can do this without you. So they stopped selling books on Amazon. And what happened? Borders disappeared from the earth again. And then the last one we'll talk about. Oh, two more. One, Quibi. Their 10-minute clips watched on a commuter train, launching, probably not a great idea anyway, because there's already streaming services you can easily watch on your phone that we all already are accustomed to, and you're not starting new shows or anything else. But they launched it, and then COVID happened, so it was made 10 times worse. Nobody was traveling anywhere, so their entire audience. And then the number one thing they say that this company ruined themselves, they didn't. They were a victim of timing, but we've talked about this before. If you're young enough, you have no idea what this means. But in the 80s, there was a diet candy called AIDS. It was spelled A-Y-D-S.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
It was an appetite suppressant candy, and their ad campaigns were big. And the product had been around for 45 years, but in the 80s, it was very, very common. A lot of housewives were taking AIDS diet candy, and they were advertising everywhere. When HIV AIDS became a talking point in the news and eventually all across pop culture, the chief operating officer in 1986 said, "Consumers are smart. People are smart enough to tell the difference between a disease and a diet product. We will not change the name of a product that's been around 45 years. Let AIDS change its name." Like change the name of the disease.
Yeah, probably not.
By 1988, sales had dropped by 50%. AIDS Reach changed their name and was remarketed as AIDS Slim.
Not far enough
away. In the U.S., they just changed it to Diet AIDS.
No. Rebrand. Yeah. Change it to, you know, Happy Pills or something. I don't know. Anything.
Not So Fatso. That would have been a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did you take your Not So Fatso? You bet I did. I like it.
Hey, you're looking Not So Fatso. What have you been taking? Not So Fatso.
Not me. I have a pocket full of AIDS.
Well, that was like when we discovered those old commercials.
Oh, those commercials are great.
Where it's like, why take diet pills when you can have AIDS? It's like they were completely tone deaf to the symptom of the disease that shared the same name.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been more thin with AIDS.
Oh, not great.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.